Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, every once in a while, a show takes on a life of its own that we weren't expecting. It started with a text. Now we got a phone call. People who don't think Jared Goff can get it done. And we're not going to do this the rest of the day. We've had some people on hold for quite some time. We appreciate your patience. We'll take a few more calls on this, and then we're going to move on. Then we're going to get to some college football stuff, Michigan and Michigan State preview. But it's okay if you. I don't even really get that mad if you don't think Jared Goff's good enough to win a Super Bowl. That's fine. We have a fundamental disagreement, and that's okay. The last call said he was horrible and said put him on Carolina, he'd be out of the league. I don't even know that there's really any debate that if you take a quarterback on a good team and put him on a worse team, he will not be as effective.
Correct.
But he also used the term horrible and then argued that Jared Goff is nothing better than a top 15 quarterback. And I'm like, okay, even if you're only top 15, you're not horrible.
No.
In fact, you're above the mean. But, hey, what? Like I said, we're not going to do this all day, but here we go. DJ in Pontiac. What's up, DJ?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm calling about the golf thing real quick. I think the point I want to make is I'm not saying that he needs to be a very mobile quarterback, like run up and down the field. But my issue with Jared Goff is the escapability. You know, he needs to be able to escape. He don't have to run 20 yards, 10 yards, but be able to escape off finger tackle.
He's gotten better at that.
Well, he is what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like when the playoffs come, you know, he needs for some reason seem like he's not as strong as he need to be, because I've seen him get touched and he'll fall down. And then one more thing I want to say, the guy talking about if we get rid of him, who are we going to get? I used to call the radio station all the time talking my displeasure with Matthew Stafford, and they were saying that back then. It'll be somebody to come along. You can't hitch your wagon to a dead mule, you know.
You used to call complaining about Stafford.
No. I was talking about.
But you said you used to call the radio station to complain about Stafford.
Yes.
Who then went and won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but hold on now. Let me address that. He went to the Rams, a stacked team that was already primed to go. If they were to put any decent, you know, above average quarterback there, they could have did it.
Do you think the Lions are a stacked team?
Right now, yeah, they got a pretty good team. Yeah, they pretty stacked. And when Stafford was here, they were stacked.
They were stacked.
The Rams didn't win because of Stafford.
The Lions were stacked. How many good running backs did Stafford have when he played here? Reggie Bush, and that's about it, right?
What receivers? He had receivers. Look at his passing yardage.
I know. He was
enough.
Let's just change.
Here's a guy that trashes Stafford, has spent years trashing Stafford.
Who's gone to the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Who can't hook your wagon to a dead mule, who won a Super Bowl, and he's doing the same thing to Goff.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's making a good point.
I know.
Kang, should we? All right, we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with this. Sorry, we were going to take a few more on this, but. It doesn't.
I thought I was going to be upset with this show for another reason, not with this.
What did you think you were going to be upset about?
I get very antsy when there are big Philly-Detroit games.
Okay. Let's delve into your the psychosis here of Michael Stone.
Yeah.
You grew up in Philadelphia. It's been well documented.
Yes.
You've been a Philly fan for life.
Die Hard, all I cared about. I would cry games and things like that.
But now,
when they play, I root for Detroit. And it happened because I've been here.
I would assume you don't like these games, actually.
I pretty much don't. It's almost like Michigan State. But over time, things decayed. Because I didn't get to see the games as much. You know, when you're out of town, and this is now, if I would have moved here with today's technology, it might be a little different. If I had a different job where I didn't get to interact, believe it or not, 20 years ago, players would like listen to the sports radio and people were a lot friendlier, the athletes and things like that. And you build relationships and you kind of like the people. And that's what happened. And I was also because I think the first time it ever happened was an Eagles-Lions game. It was because I just thought I felt so bad for Lions and their fans because, you know, Michigan and then to a lesser extent, Michigan State got more, they were more important in this town at that time when I moved here than the Lions were. And I couldn't understand it. So I always felt sorry. I always felt sorry and became a Lion fan. And then when they played, I kind of like them. I'll root for them. And then it happens in the other sports too. The Philly teams are a B team. It's close, but they're my B teams.
Yeah, I would imagine you don't like these matchups.
No.
And look, there's nothing wrong. I always say sports fans, you do whatever you want.
Right.
And you've got yourself in a weird little sports conundrum here.
Yes.
But I know you enjoyed Philly winning the Super Bowl, and
yes,
a lot of people congratulated you.
Not as much as I would have 15, 20 years ago. It's like when they finally won the first one, everything.
What would be awesome is if the Lions win this Super Bowl, and then we can sit down and have a lengthy compare and contrast the emotions.
Oh, it won't even be close.
Really?
Oh, the Lions, I'd go ape you-know-what more over the... Because the Eagles, I went to the first two that they lost and finally took my daughter to the...
They lost to the Raiders and the Patriots?
Yes.
You were at the Raider game in the Superdome?
Superdome, 1980.
Really?
80-81, yeah. I still have the ticket stub. I actually was I had a ticket, and then volunteered
a
ticket. Yes, these things, these hard things.
Now, what's the thing you said beforehand? You had a what?
I thought I said I had a ticket. I don't know.
Ticket stub.
Oh, ticket stub. Yes. They still have them. Anyway, I was also in that game wearing a suit because I volunteered. A guy I knew worked for CNN. I said, do you need any help? He said, yeah, you can interview the losing locker room. Help us. I said, sure. I'd be happy to talk to Jim Plunkett. And I'm usually pessimistic, and I thought for sure the Eagles were going to kill them because they beat the dreaded Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. And
did they?
Yes, and then the Raiders kicked their ass, and I had to try to talk to Dick Vermeil. So that was not a happy
moment.
Did
he know you?
No.
Okay.
I was working in Washington at the time. I never worked in Philly.
No?
Nope.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that about you. So you'll sit down and watch this game and just be...
No,
you'll be rooting for the Lions.
I'll be rooting for the Lions, but I won't be... Like, if the Lions are playing the Packers, like, you know, whatever, I'd be more vociferous and more into it. But if the Eagles do something good, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. So, the Stoney, we get a little bit of how Stoney thinks now.
Yeah. Tonight, so, tonight's Pistons Sixers, too.
So tonight, yeah, a bunch of guys are going to dress up as Detroit Pistons and play an NBA game against the Philadelphia 76ers. We don't know who those guys are just yet.
Yes. I don't think Joel Embiid will be playing for the Sixers for a change, and no Paul George, but they're fun to watch. But, yeah, I want the Pistons to win.
Coming up, let's talk some college football, Michigan and Michigan State. We promised it. We'll get to that today at 12:16. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Stoney and for Anderson here on The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football. So Michigan State and Penn State have the same record in the Big Ten. And I don't think anybody in a million years would have predicted both these teams to be 0-6.
Can you imagine the odds you would have gotten before the season on that?
It's incredible. What's happened to both of them? I feel like the Spartans, it's been a confluence of events. Penn State is just one of the most utter collapses we've seen. And look, it's senior day for the Spartans, their last game in Spartan Stadium for the seniors. And I,
oh, that's right, the Maryland game's at Ford Field.
Yep. So, you know, I hope that that place has a respectable crowd and, you know, that they can get a warm send-off. The people that are still paying attention closely all say the same thing. This team hasn't quit. And while you get to a point in the season where I know people scoff at that kind of stuff, it would be easy to quit.
Mm-hmm.
and their play hard. I think the game that stands out is the one where people question the effort was UCLA, but I don't think it's happened outside of that.
Correct.
They made Indiana work. Obviously, they made Michigan work, and probably got jobbed at Minnesota. Like, there's a number of examples. So here they are late in the season. I don't even know what Spartan fans want to see. Like, is there anything that you want to see other than Alessio Milivojevic stand out and give you hope for the future? Is that it? Young quarterback?
I think you want to see Nick Marsh have, like, an amazing game. Although, if he has two amazing, like, everybody knows how good he is anyway, so this may be stupid, but you want to make sure he's on that team next year.
Sure. Sure. I hope that there's still, for every program, I hope there's still respect for the seniors, that you want to send those guys off on the right foot. And you never want your coach to be 0-6 in the league, but when you're 0-6 in the league and he's still getting you to play, that is a skill set. It's a skill set you never want to have to use. But that staff has gotten this team to play hard.
That they have, and they've covered.
That is true.
Maybe making the fan base a little bit happy is if they bet on us, that a lot of people do bet on your alma maters.
Yeah. Michigan is playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field. The Wrigley Field thing is interesting. When they first played a football game at Wrigley Field, Northwestern played Illinois, and they didn't have enough run out behind an end zone, so both offenses spent the whole game going one direction. You would punt, return the punt, and then wherever it was, like the 35-yard line, you'd switch ends of the field. So the offense, I believe, was always going from right to left.
What decade was this in?
I think it's in the last 10 years they played a game. Yeah, they played a game where
because
both offenses.
Because the Bears used to play there.
They did, and the when they played there, they went across the field from like foul pole to foul pole.
Right.
And literally there was a brick wall a foot and a half outside of one corner of the end zones, which back then nobody gave a damn about personal safety. Mm-hmm. and so they didn't really care, but they didn't want to put players in danger. And so now they've made the change, and the way they've done it is there's like a platform built over the dugout on the third base side, and then grass is grown on top of it. So the Cubs dugout on the third base side is covered up, level with the field, and then they put grass on top of it. That gives more of a run out there. There are some tight corners. The corner in the end zone, I think on TV to the left. But so the press box, I found out today, maybe it was yesterday, we're going to be in the visiting radio press box, which is behind home plate, which is basically, I believe, in the back of the end zone to the left. But here's the other thing. You know how coaches sit at midfield to call the game in the press box?
Yeah.
There's no press box on the first base side at midfield. They're building, and they have done this in the past, a temporary box where the coaches are actually going to be sitting in seats for that game.
Wow.
Yep. So a lot goes into it.
Should be fun.
The dugout, the Michigan's sideline will be the near sideline. And you can only go up to the 35-yard line. You know, your coaches can only go to the 35-yard line because there's a wall there. So that has a little bit of a restriction. And also, the visiting clubhouse where Michigan's locker room is so far away that tomorrow they'll add 3 minutes to halftime to allow the extra time it takes you to get into the visiting locker room because it's such a long walk. The other stadium that has a super long walk is Rutgers. Rutgers, it's across the field, up a ramp, make a left, go up some stairs, and walk about 50 yards. And that's where the visiting locker room is.
Hopefully Gus Johnson's box will be like soundproof so the actual paying customers won't have to hear him screech.
Well,
I know, I'm not asking you to criticize, but that was, and Gus, I've met him, he's a nice guy, he's from here and all that. That was shameful last week.
Well, to each their own. As far as on the field, Northwestern's the kind of team that if you show up and you don't come to play, they can beat you. Mm-hmm. And like if the Michigan-Purdue effort, like what they did put on the field against Purdue, If they do that against Northwestern, they're going to be in trouble. They have got to show up to win this game. And you hope, I have a theory coming out of bye weeks, you either are flying high and everything looks great, or you're sluggish and there's no in between. And it's probably not true, but I always feel that way. It better be the flying high version of the Wolverines, or they could be in trouble. Caleb Komalafe, since he's taken over, and he was third on the depth chart, they've got guys that got hurt. He's a running back number five. Nebraska and USC is their last two games. He's gone over 100 yards in both rushing, averaging over 7 yards a carry. And they had USC on the ropes, and it looked like they changed that game on one play. USC, it's a 14-14 game. There's like 2 minutes to go. USC's deep in their own territory. And an offensive lineman, Najee Story, a defensive lineman for Northwestern, intercepts a pass, returns it to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, reaches for the end zone, gets hit by Jordan Meava. Ball goes out of the back of the end zone. USC gets it back on the touchback at their 20 in a 14-14 game. 3 plays later, they score a touchdown. That was going to be 21-14 Northwestern at the half. It was 21-14 USC at the half. Northwestern scored 3 points the rest of the way.
How's my guy, the transfer from Michigan State via West Bloomfield High School? How's Dylan Tatum playing?
He is...
I think he's healthy.
Yeah, he hasn't got... I don't think he's gotten on the field a ton, but I'll double-check that. I got to go get my charts.
And my cousin's their quarterback, right? Preston Stone?
He's not really your cousin.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, transfer from...
He was really my cousin. I'd be wearing Northwestern garb a lot.
Let's go to John in East Lansing. You're on 97.1. Hi, John.
What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Thank you.
I mean, first of all, that Michigan game, I regularly, that's going to be so cool for them. But anyways, I just want to chime in about like what MSU like fans want to see and like what we want to do. In my opinion, I mean, like, we want to kind of see something that we can hold on for next year. You know, like something that we can grab onto and say, like, this is what we can put our thing in. Because, like, everybody's saying, and, like, in my opinion, too, I think Nick Marsh is gone. Like, he's too good to be at a losing school like this. Like, I mean, after, I believe after our Rutgers game, like, three or four of our four-star recruits dropped. You know, like, people are, like, losing faith in Michigan State as a program. So we want to see, you know, something to hold on to, whether it's defense or offense, and we want to see, you know, our donors put up money so we can, like, hit the transfer portal and hit as many players as we can, you know?
Well, it's a weird situation in that the buyout for the coach, if that money's applied towards the portal and applied towards keeping Marsh, I don't know that's a terrible plan, but I know that a lot of people just don't want to see Jonathan Smith anymore. But
right.
Jonathan Smith, the experiment is over, honestly. I mean, he has no grit. It's clear that he has no power over the locker room. Like, and I know that's not, like, in college, that's not, like, kind of their job. But to a certain extent, it's like, you know, when a coach needs to tell you to get your ass moving, you got to get your ass moving, you know?
Do you think they look like they quit?
I mean, I think certain players look like it. I think we ran into some games where we had not a single starter on defense, and I think that really stinks. And then the next game is like, okay, we have our starters on defense back, but now our offense looks so sluggish. It's like the team just isn't flowing at the same time and is not hitting at all cylinders at the same time as it should be. And especially with somebody like Aiden Childs, he's a 3-year starter. And I know he had one season at Oregon State.
Yeah.
But still, regardless of the 3-year starter, he should be able to control his locker room and especially his offensive group.
But he mentioned the game against Rutgers. They didn't play Rutgers.
When you say control your locker room, I would think that would manifest itself on a crappy effort on the field.
Right.
And I don't know that we've seen that many signs that they've quit, but he sees
it differently. UCLA game, that was really it.
The UCLA game was the one, but... All right, straight ahead, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Then we'll hear from the coordinators for this Lions-Philly game. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Carson Anderson, 97.1.
See, I thought I was the only one who forgets to put their microphone on every once in a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also forget to turn it off.
Yeah, well, once a show.
Which was went through a dicey.
I didn't say anything.
Went through a dicey commercial break there for a minute.
It could have been. But,
yeah. Greg in Detroit says Jonathan Smith looks like the cartoon character from Doug with no emotion. We just call him Doug now.
Is that kind of an indirect shot of you, Doug?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
Is there a show called Doug that I don't know about?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Doug, you know about that, right? You had to have. I mean, it's named
after
you.
I don't know anything about it, but Spyro at Michigan State is, I just can't believe it, writes an unnamed texter. Do you guys realize that because of probation, nobody of any decency will come to coach at MSU, which means John Smith now has job security for the duration? I mean, in reality, we should mothball the entire football program, but we're going to keep fielding a team, and John Smith is going to be the coach for the foreseeable future. And yes, Nick Marsh is gone. That's from an unnamed texter.
I disagree. I don't think the probation has anything to do with it because they're not on ball probation.
It's not a significant.
No.
Players haven't quit on Smith. He's just built a bad roster. They have a bad offensive and defensive line last year, and they did essentially nothing on the D-line, and the O-line additions haven't worked for the most part. If you can't own the line of scrimmage, you are going to be a bad team. Smith is out of his element in the Midwest. I didn't think it was going to be as big of a deal as it turned out to be. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't have a lot of Midwest ties, and I don't think many people on his staff did.
No.
And that doesn't help. Does not help.
Look, he did a great job at Oregon State under difficult circumstances, and he wanted to take the next step, especially since his conference fell apart. And Michigan State thought he could do the good job, kind of like, you know, like D'Antonio was, you know, although without the, you know, obviously Mark had the Midwest ties and he actually was an assistant coach at Michigan State, but it didn't work. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, Brady Hoke, Rich Rodriguez. I mean, that happens to everybody.
It does.
You get some bad, you know, bad fits.
All right. Ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
It's lunchtime.
All right, Mike Stone is in for Gator today for this edition of Are You Going to Eat That? If, Stoney, you know how this works. I come up with new menu items, things that are available, and you decide yes or no. Kang and I also give our opinion, and we will start with a bit of a novelty item that's available at Firehouse Subs.
Oh, there's one right down the street.
Well, guess
maybe
what?
I'll get one on my way home.
Well, the question is, do you want the Firehouse Sub gravy extinguisher?
Okay, please tell me what the gravy extinguisher consists of,
sir. The gravy extinguisher is like a fire extinguisher, but it's made of food-safe plastic, meant to add a little heat and humor to the Thanksgiving table this year. The device is designed to be filled with hot gravy for your next holiday feast. Just remember, the extinguisher doesn't come with gravy. You have to bring your own backup. The extinguisher holds up to 2 liters of gravy and other liquids. Its canister chamber can be filled, and a pump is used to dispense the gravy. And it looks like a fire extinguisher. Stoney, do you want the gravy extinguisher?
Because I'm not eating a piece of metal. I'm not eating an extinguisher. Do I want the...
For your Thanksgiving dinner.
No, because I'm confident that who's ever making our Thanksgiving dinner, the gravy will be hot.
Well, I don't think it's... I think the purpose is just to have a cute little... Fire extinguisher gravy dispenser.
No, Kang,
you're going to go get this?
Hell yeah, I want this. This thing is awesome. This is a great bit. This is like when the Red Wings put out that the gravy boat that was a Zamboni.
That was great.
It's the same thing.
It's just a fire extinguisher.
Exactly. So that's why I'm all on board, Doug. Actually, I'm going to get this for Thanksgiving. I'm going to try and get this for Thanksgiving. This looks amazing. This is awesome.
I misheard. I thought you were using it actually to warm up the gravy.
No. It's just for the
dispensing.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you're in.
Change my mind, yes.
I mean, I'm not going to get this, but I do like the idea. I can't see myself stopping at Firehouse Subs to get it, but maybe I'll change my mind.
Come on, man. This is turkey.
Well, the funny thing is, I think I might have found out today that we're hosting Thanksgiving. I'm not sure. And if we are... Maybe this will spice it up a little bit. Go get the gravy extinguisher. All right, next up, 7-Eleven is introducing Flamin' Hot Cheetos Tacos. 7-Eleven, the convenience store's Laredo Taco Restaurant, is teaming up with Cheetos Flamin' Hot. So if you're at a 7-Eleven, you get a taco. It's one of these Laredo taco companies. Stoney, the Cheetos Flamin' Hot Burrito, the spicy new burrito, is made with seasoned ground beef, creamy queso, and Monterey cheddar blend, and Cheetos Flamin' Hot inside a fresh tortilla. Same thing with the tacos, same thing with the nachos. Will you get your tacos or burritos from 7-Eleven from the Flaming Hot menu?
Wouldn't be my favorite or my first choice, but just like the kid from My Life Cereal. Give it to Mikey. He'll eat anything.
Okay, so you're a yes on that?
Yes.
Kang, you're going to stop at 7-Eleven for your tacos?
So I stopped going to 7-Eleven for a very long time, until recently where my little girls discovered the Slurpee. So now, not often, but every now and then I will go in and get them a Slurpee. I do not have any desire to eat anything at 7-Eleven anymore, and this is not going to make me change that as
What's your go-to flavor in the Slurpees?
So I do the mix of a cherry and Coke.
Yes!
Yeah, it's like the perfect blend, man,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a no on a 7-Eleven.
Of course,
taco.
Doug.
Pillsbury is bringing back Grand's hot cocoa flavored rolls. These cinnamon rolls are enhanced with hot cocoa spices, and they come with a marshmallow icing for the perfect finishing touch. The Pillsbury Grand's hot cocoa flavored cinnamon rolls. Stoney, are you going to eat those?
I'm not the hugest fan of marshmallows, except if it's cooked over a fire at a campfire.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounds awesome. I would even maybe even take the marshmallows off. The whole thing is great enough. But yes, I eat it.
Can you?
Yeah, this sounds delicious. I don't see anything wrong with it. You're not going to, you know, come up with something at the end here, right, Doug, that says it's also...
No, infused with kale?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I'm not going to say anything
all right,
like that.
Yeah, then I'm all in.
I probably would just get the regular cinnamon rolls over this if I was going to have a cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon rolls are awesome. Cinnabon is a wonderful invention.
Next up, 5-Hour Energy is coming up with a limited edition holiday lineup. You can now get the flavor, the energy shots of pumpkin spice, cranberry line, or gingerbread snap. The 5-Hour Energy holiday line... Stony, are you going to eat that?
No. Emphatically, no. I'm not into pumpkin. I'm not a big ginger guy either, so no. What was the third one, the third flavor?
Cranberry lime.
Oh, cranberry is the worst thing to do with Thanksgiving, so no. This is the hat trick of no.
This is outright hostility. Yeah.
The triple crown of no.
Yeah. Kang?
I appreciate the effort with the holiday theme or the seasonal theme, but I'm not into the energy drinks anyways, and so that just already I'm out, and those flavors are not going to make me change that stance.
Yeah, I've never had an energy drink, nor it's not a seal I want to break, so I'm out. Cheetos and Doritos are getting naked. They're simply NKD, reinvention of the iconic Doritos and Cheetos flavors, are made with no artificial flavors or dyes and are completely colorless. There are no colors, no artificial flavors, but same intensity, according to their chief marketing officer. So these are a healthier version of Doritos and Cheetos. They come in the Doritos nacho cheese flavor, the Doritos cool ranch flavor, and the Cheetos Puffs and Cheetos Flamin' Hot. So these are healthier version of these snack foods. Stony, are you going to eat that?
I'm in the minority. I'm not a huge Dorito fan, believe it or not, or a Cheetos fan. I will eat them if they're the only things there. I'm more into the Fritos and the potato chips. But hell, if they're naked, I'll eat it.
You're going to do it, huh? Bit aggressive, Mike. Can you?
So I am a big believer in you eat with your eyes first. But with that being said, the chips aren't, you know, the color is not that drastically weird or anything. It's just not bright orange, I guess, or whatever. If the flavor is the same, yeah, I'm for it. I like the fact that, yeah, less processed stuff, less unnatural stuff. I'm in.
This is the best thing we've had on How You're Going to Eat That in a while. I am so in on
yeah,
this. I
you
can't
don't
wait
eat
to
chips,
try
right?
No, I don't really that now? Much. I eat a lot of popcorn as a go-to snack, but I think I'd love to try these and see if they're good.
You skinny pop or a regular?
Skinny pop, smart food. You know, we got the Orville Redenbacher's microwave popcorn. I love the Better Made hot popcorn. Ooh. I'm a big fan of that. So.
I haven't had that. We're a skinny pop family.
I am.
Whatever she brings, I'll eat.
And there it is, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? Straight ahead, Stoney's had enough of these people, and latest on Tarek Skubal from an MLB insider. Now, coming up today at 12:51. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1. Fun facts here, Michael. You asked about your guy, Dylan Tatum from West Bloomfield, who's now at Northwestern. The secondary coach there is Harlan Barnett at Northwestern. And Dylan Tatum on the season has 15 tackles and one pass breakup, is listed as the backup nickel behind Braden Turner. And you have more than one cousin that's playing college football.
Ooh, another Stone on that team?
Not on that team. Preston Stone is the quarterback.
Right.
Transfer from SMU. His brother, Parker, is a wide receiver at SMU. And his other brother, Lindell, is a quarterback at Virginia.
Wow. The athletic family, the Stones.
The Stones, very athletic. Obviously, and then there's also you.
Obviously not my genes.
All right, Stoney said enough. And I it's funny you said this because this morning I heard something that I found almost borderline offensive. But... Stoney, what was it for you that kind of set you off and make you say enough?
Well, that the New England Patriots are 8-2, I believe, correct? And they have a quarterback who appears to be really freaking good and will be their quarterback for at least the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, I said, God, the Boston area. And I'm not going back to the 60s and the 80s Celtics and all that stuff, okay? But just in this century, haven't they won enough? And now they look like they're building to the future. I mean, and I did this, and I didn't realize it was that many. Since 2001, okay, the Patriots won in 2001, 2003. The Red Sox won in 04. The Patriots in 04. The Red Sox in 07. The Celtics in 08. The Bruins in 2011. The Red Sox in 13. The Patriots in 14. The Red Sox in 18. The Patriots in 18. And the Celtics in 24. Enough! Our kids have not seen many championships, if at all. And these kids that were born, let's say, in 1995, from the time they were 6 years old, they've seen 14 championships. Enough with Boston. And I don't hate them. I don't hate their teams. Celtics I've always hated, but that's because of the Sixers and the Pistons stuff. But I don't hate the Patriots. I don't hate the Bruins. I don't even hate the Red Sox that
much.
Sounds
to me like you're starting to well up some hatred for them, I'll be honest.
I'm just jealous. Why can't we get that every once in a while?
So it's funny that Stoney comes in the office and says this today. I'm like, dude, that's really weird because I had Good Morning America on our TV. Mm-hmm. I was watching Channel 7 and flipped over to Good Morning America, and I'm getting ready this morning. And they mention that the Patriots won a game last night and make the comment, you know, this is their best start. You have to go back to the Brady era. And I thought, Oh, we have to go all the way back 6 years? These people, are you implying that these poor Patriot fans have suffered for 6 years? Those poor people. I was like, what do you mean you have to go back to the Brady era? The Brady era just ended. In a grand scheme of things, I'm like, if the Lions ever did anything, Would they have to look it up and go, oh my God, this team's never done anything. But those poor Patriot fans have suffered for 6 years. And I just found it like borderline offensive. And then you come in saying enough with Boston. I'm like, you know what? Enough with Boston.
Yeah.
They have had it really good.
They've had it really good.
And let's call what it is. It's straight jealousy.
Yeah, and even the Bruins, who were supposed to be a major rebuild this year, they're actually much better than we thought.
Your idea that a 30-year-old Boston fan has seen 14 championships is insane.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. 12.
Yeah. Whatever. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's all Tom Brady's fault.
Oh. all right. Latest on Tarek Skubal. This is from Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Detroit will listen. This is what he writes. Detroit will listen to offers for the two-time Cy Young winner, Tarek Skubal, but unless you're willing to include your firstborn, star players, and best prospects, don't bother calling, they were told. Skubal was in Las Vegas, and agent Scott Boras said they're willing to listen to any contract extension offers, but the Tigers aren't ready to stuff a $400 million check in an envelope anytime soon. I want to be a Tiger for a very long time, Skubal said. All right, Stoney, I actually like this report. It doesn't really have any breaking news. I want to hear that the Tigers are listening to offers, and I want to hear that they're asking for your firstborn, your star players, and your best prospects, because that's the only thing that makes this worthwhile. And I like that there's a high price tag.
I like there's a high price tag, but then it's the same old discussion. Then if you're going to shoot for the moon, being the Tigers, and you don't get the moon, then you're going to end up getting crap if he walks away with nothing. And if you don't win the World Series, it's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a gamble.
The problem is figuring out what's going to happen with Skubal in time to put together the right team with or without him. And what I mean by that is, if free agency comes and goes, and you don't go make a major move to either A, replace Scooble, or B, go for it with Scooble.
And don't even bother showing up to the games next year.
Right. I mean, I kind of feel like they have to come to a relatively quick resolution and final resolution with Scooble. Right. And then because if you lose Scooble, if you're going to trade Scooble, you don't have to get a great pitcher back.
No.
But you better go sign one in free agency.
Correct.
And if you keep Scooble, knowing that this is the window, you may as well spend the Scooble money on a position player to help you.
Exactly.
Right now.
Right. And the 2027 deal where there might not be a season has no bearing for you whatsoever in this, I don't think.
Probably shouldn't.
No.
So, you know, this information.
In fact, it could help you as far as signing Scooble.
Well, it could. I mean, if there's some cost certainty where there's basically one supermax contract that everybody can offer, and it's quite possible that they come up with a system that the team that had you can pay you more, then they might get him to come back anyway if there's a system in place like the NBA. Right?
Yeah.
So, hey, man. I like that they're asking for firstborn star players and best prospects. The question is, are they going to get any takers? The question is there some other team out there in a big market that simply can't resist, that they just can't resist, that they've got this, they're compelled, this absolute deep burning compulsion to go get Tarik Skubal.
How bad do the Dodgers want to go 3 in a row? I don't think it'd be them. If there's any weakness on their team, I don't think it's starting pitching.
I'll tell you the team that I think is most likely to make a run at them is the Mets.
Yes. The Mets have a really good farm system. Some young pitchers is the one, I forget the name off the top of my head, who actually got called up and did really well that I'm sure the Tigers would want. But my people that I talk to from my Mets friends,
they all say no.
They say no. This kid's
great. Well, that might be true, but then guess what you don't get?
You don't get Scooble. Right. Exactly.
Yep. Is it Nolan McLean?
Yes.
Is that the pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys think every fan base in America kind of overvalues their young prospects and young players, no matter the sport? You know, probably. Just like extremely overvalue them?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And partly that's because of their management overvaluing them to you. Ooh, Baseball America says this. America says that. And look, we get it here. I mean, remember then in the update, Kevin McGonigal is the MVP of the Arizona Fall League. I mean, anything less than Rookie of the Year from him whenever he makes his debut is going to be disappointing to some people.
I was about to say, to some people,
yes,
that's fine. To some people, maybe.
Not being me.
Okay, yeah. Look, I mean, McGonigal is one of the guys that they've hung on to. That they, I'm sure, had offers for. And, you know, you only know in time whether or not that was the right move or not. Because McGonigal could be great, or he could have a Eric Munson career arc.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It always reminds me of the Family Guy episode where Peter's got a choice between a brand new boat and what's behind door number two.
Yeah.
And he goes, but why would you pick door number two? He goes, well, it could be a boat.
Yeah, Peter. Lois is trying to convince him. I remember this. Yeah. This is a great scene. Lois is trying to convince him just to take the boat.
Yeah.
And Peter's retort is, but you don't know what's behind door number two. It could be a boat. Take the boat, Peter. Right. Take the boat.
So we should keep Scooble. Is that what you're saying?
Coming up next hour, we go to Allen Park and hear the latest from the Birchie Kid. Dan Campbell meeting with the media at this hour. But straight ahead, Calvin Shepard said he admitted he never really heard of this guy until they played against him. Then he knew he wanted him, and they got him. Hear what the defensive coordinator had to say coming up today at 102. John Morton, how he dealt with the demotion later in the hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.